The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. And so the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust a lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that all may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled: not a bone will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. It has an interesting history to it. Just one a few words about it. For the first 10 centuries in the church, there was no devotion to the Sacred Heart. But then in the 11th century, there was an upsurge of interest in devotion to the wounds of Jesus. This was very much in the aftermath of the Crusades. You know, the Crusades in the 12th, 13th century had finished by now, but the Crusades were very much focused on recovering the true cross and honoring the death and resurrection of Jesus. And therefore, a devotion arose to the wounds of Jesus. Now, this will percolate for a few hundred years. And then St. Margaret Mary Alacoque at Paramonial in France, a wonderful place. I once went there to do a retreat. She was the one who popularized this devotion to the Sacred Heart, and it mutated from the wounds of Jesus to the wounded heart of Christ. She was the one that introduced the notion of the First Fridays. It had been cultivated a little bit earlier by Francis of Assisi and Bernard of Clairvaux, but she was the one that really popularized devotion to the Sacred Heart. And she was assisted by a Jesuit, Claude de la Colombière, and St. John Eudes. And then it became more popular and widespread, this notion of devotion to the Sacred Heart, especially on Fridays. This will come along, and it'll be established as a feast by Leo XIII in 1899. And that brings us to where we are today. It's been in place here since 1899. I think the devotion has something to do with the notion of the incarnation of Jesus Christ in a very real and personal way in our lives. Consider who the closest person to you is in your life, who understands you and who loves you the most. When we begin to reflect on the incarnation, the flesh and blood of God in the person of Jesus Christ, he understands rash judgment, unjust judgment. He understands that life isn't fair. Jesus went through that. He understands sickness and exclusion. He understands failure. Failing to convert the people of Israel by his preaching. He understands harsh judgment upon him. He understands pain, suffering, loneliness, and therefore somehow, in a very personal way, the passion of Jesus Christ somehow touches our lives in some manner. And the person who is closest to us is probably the person who sings the songs of our lives, but also carries the pain of our lives. And that's what is emphasized in the Sacred Heart. It's meant to be the tenderness of Christ, the presence of Christ, the feeling, the touch, the understanding, the patience. These are all included in the symbol of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the ever-present Jesus with us in a special way in times when we are wounded. Keep that in mind, that the notion of Christ present in my life in a time of crisis. We're more likely to come closer to Jesus Christ in a time of crisis, in a time of pain or suffering or loss. When life is perfect and everything is wonderful and we're flourishing, we're not quite as attached to the need for Jesus Christ in our lives. But then someday we encounter the great obstacles of the human experience. And then we are drawn closer to Jesus Christ. And then we begin to understand devotion to the Sacred Heart. I like to remember, reflecting in this manner, the Russian story in the Russian tradition about Peter and Ivan. Peter and Ivan were very, very close friends. They were like brothers. They were drinking friends. They drank a lot of vodka together. And on one occasion in the tavern, they were well into their drinking. And Peter said to Ivan, "Ivan, do you love me?" And Ivan said, "Of course I love you. I'm your best friend. We've been friends for years. Of course I love you." And Peter says, "Ivan, do you know what pains me?" And Ivan said, "Well, how could I know what pains you?" To which Peter says, "If you don't know what pains me, how can you say you love me?" Keep that in mind. It's only the one who speaks from the heart, how it belongs in the heart, that really is the closest. And that's the person of Jesus Christ. That's why it's very important for us to cultivate a devotion to the heart of Jesus Christ, not just in a devotional way now, but in a real human experience, that the touch, the presence, the pervasive presence, the always presence of Jesus Christ in our lives.